This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And joining me this morning from Saddle Hill Community Board, Viani Santagatis. Viani, nice to have you with us again. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Pleased to be here again.
Wee bit to catch up on, including something pretty special, which was an opportunity to acknowledge some great young local people, the Local Ambassador Scheme. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's a great scheme. We run it every year. We have applications, so we have $3,000 to distribute between youth that are doing well and have things that they want to advance. Usually we would give $1,000 to three individuals. This year we had such like a high calibre of applicants that we sort of gave less money to more people. So it was great to see how much youth we've got out there in the community with great ambitions and great skills.
And what kind of, you know, without wanting to go into all of them, what kind of projects were you supporting?
Oh, well, usually it's say there was always a lot of sport involved. This time we had a singer-songwriter, so she wanted some money so she could write a song and produce it in a studio. So that's, you know, we can promote the arts as well as sports. And then you had other individuals doing a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And we all, because it's a community ambassador, we sort of asked them, what are you doing for the community? And a lot of them are out there like doing like working for the surf club, or, you know, volunteering so and coaching for their sports and things like that.
So, fantastic. So yeah, what you're really looking for here is not only people who can do a bit of leg up to achieve what they want to, but also they're demonstrating along the way as young people that they're investing in their community and giving something back.
Yeah, exactly. So you had like quite a few that would be like gymnastics, coaching gymnastics, you know, saving people's lives, hopefully on the beach at Brighton, a lot of them, and
And, of course, we know, don't we, that it's pricey to get to these competitions, even, you know, national competitions, the air tickets and so accommodation, all of that. No doubt pretty much all of these applicants would have been going through other means to raise their funds as well.
Yes, they would have been. But and it was the majority of the reasons was for travel costs because, as you say, Dunedin, there's not a lot of competitions run here, so they all had to travel out of the area to compete, and some of them were going overseas for, you know, to represent New Zealand internationally. So that was exciting for them.
Well, you had one of last year's winners come and have a chat with them. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was Eve Callahan. She came to us last year, and we gave $1,000 for it to be a youth ambassador, and she used that to employ a coach. She is a triathlete. And she was 15 when she received the, you know, applied for the $1,000, you know, got the coach, got her skills up. And just this year, she's now New Zealand's triathlete, the junior series under 17 girls and New Zealand champion.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, congratulations to Eve Callahan on that. And nice that, again, she could come and give something back and have a bit of a chat and an update, not only the board, but those others who are there to receive something from the board to support their work as well. Yeah. Well, congratulations to all of those young local ambassadors. Good on them. And no doubt you'll be interested to see how they go this year with their competitions. Yeah. All right. The board also had a more general meeting on the 8th. What kind of stuff was coming up at the board meeting?
Oh, well, I think it was Chris Brocker came along from the Civil Defence or the Otago, the emergency management, and he just gave us a rundown on community resilience. And just basically we've got a community resilience group in our board of the Saddle Hill, Fairfield and Southern Coastal. So Brighton and that area within the Southern Coastal, and that's just a group of people that will help, you know, get together when there's any emergencies. So
yeah, and you've got, you know, like all community boards, your catchment area is pretty unique, isn't it? You've got those coastal areas and you've got other areas as well. And, well, as we've seen up and down the country, there's potential for all sorts of implications weather-wise, particularly for civil defence emergency. It's great to be reminded of some of the ways that we can best be prepared for that.
Yes. Yeah, and they did. Well, that's one of the things they brought up was the fact that, you know, when you're for families to have an emergency plan and you should have 7 days of supplies. And, you know, have a grab bag.
Yeah.
So, and then create connections in community. So if you know there's a disadvantaged person somewhere, like an elderly person who might need help, then, you know, build those connections before so you know that you can come and help them.
Well, no doubt that work will be ongoing, and the Saddle Hill Community Board, like other community boards, will always be considering and reflecting on what's been happening around the country and in their own area about weather events and civil defence emergencies and how it can play its part. But spreading the word and sharing the messages and hearing from civil defence, it's really useful stuff. And I know Emergency Management Otago at the moment have currently got the campaign underway to encourage people to have that discussion in their own homes about emergency preparedness, right? And to have things like your grab bag sorted, your communications lists as to who you need to get in touch with about what, all of those things kind of talked about in advance. So probably wouldn't be a bad idea while we're talking about it for our listeners to hop on Emergency Management Otago's site and have a look at some of the information there about the things you can think about. What else has been coming up at the meeting, Vianney?
Oh, well, I think it came up the fact that Old Brighton Road has been opened. So everybody's quite, I think, and the whole community is relieved that they can now get from Mosgiel Fairfield over to Brighton a lot quicker over Old Brighton Road. So it's good to see that the roadworks there stabilised the road, and it was a lot of work. And the good news also would be that we've had some diggers in there, and they're starting to dig out the drains at the bottom of Old Brighton Road to stop the flooding over the road.
Yeah, so, right. Last time we on this spot, we had a conversation with Saddle Hill Community Board. That was an ongoing issue, wasn't it? And causing frustration whenever there was pretty heavy rain and quite a regular flooding spot.
Yeah, it was. Well, the road was permanently down to a single lane because of the flooding was encroaching on both sides. So, and it was just a matter of getting a digger in and digging out some drains, but resource consents and all matters like that slowed it down a lot. So, and then sooner or later they'll have to build the road up higher once they've got the water out of the way.
Well, no doubt we'll hear about those things and others that are going on in the community when next we catch up with Saddle Hill Community Board. So in the meantime, you look forward to your next meeting, and I guess you're like other boards. If people from the community have a topic that they want to raise, there's an opportunity to register their interest in that and maybe talk for 5 minutes to the board.
Oh, there is. We have the public forum beforehand, so if you have an issue in the area, you can come and, you know, just give us a call a few days before so we can put you onto the agenda and you can speak. And we also still have a bit of a community fund, like this one here. The Brighton Club asked for some funds to help run the Anzac Day program that they run. So there's money to be given out, and you can come and speak about issues. And as usual, like, I'll have people come up. I mean, just recently had somebody talking that beach access was going to be let to grow over. So, you know, they passed their concerns to me, and I then questioned the DCC about it. So,
yeah, and that's an important connection, isn't it? This is what our Saddle Hill Community Board and other community boards can do. They can be that kind of connection between you and the Dunedin City Council. The Dunedin City Council are often the ones that need to make the money and make the decisions about things that have to be attended to in the community. Your community board is there to help but be a voice on your behalf too.
Yeah. And it's also because, you know, sadly our council representative had been Jules Radich, and since, very sad to lose him, but since then Mayor Sophie has been replacing him. So this will be, this last meeting was her last turn with us, and we should hopefully have a new representative in that next meeting.
Oh, great. Well, we'll hear about that further down the track, and good that Sophie was able to step up.
Yeah, it's nice to have you there.
Yeah, indeed. Vianney, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here. Thanks to you and the rest of the members of the Saddle Hill Community Board for the great work that you're doing in the community, and we look forward to catching up in a few weeks.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.